that you just can't find anywhere.
106.5 WKDZ, a song to sing, Miranda Lambert and Chris Stapleton. I love that one. So it is Farm Safety Week. Of course, Alan is, we're going to hear from him over at Best Way Ag here in just a little bit. I'll tell you, he's all over the place and he's spreading the news, and there's a reason why. Look, this week, you know how like there's this whole week and then you use it to like, I don't know, change the batteries in your fire, you know, in your smoke detectors and all that good stuff? Well, this is the week for farm safety checks. It's just a great reminder. You take some time this week, you check your equipment. I mean, like the blinkers and the lights and the flashes, and what about my pins? Are my pins good? You know, things like, are we still using the one from 50 years ago that, you know, we lost one, but we grabbed what would work at the time? Yeah, this is a time to make sure that you go through and you just make all your safety checks right on all of your equipment, even your tires. I mean, come on. Yeah. So if you're on the road, make sure that you give yourself plenty of time. And by the way, if you know, our motorist, if you know that it's time to get those, you've seen a couple of tobacco wagons out, maybe you want to leave yourself a little extra time, especially if you're on the back road. So if you do get behind a combine or something that's trying to get it done, you've got a couple of minutes to spare, so it's not a big deal. So Farm Safety Week is just a great idea across the board, kind of like, stomach's growling. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Our WKDC Weather Engine Weather Center forecast. We've got about a 30% chance of some rain this afternoon. Tonight, through the wee hours of the morning, about 90% chance. It drops to a 50-50 by lunchtime on Wednesday. Those temperatures start to drop on Thursday, Friday, with highs in the upper 70s. Of course, Friday, we're back to sunshine. Hopefully, by then, we'll get plenty of rain. Of course, those burn bans still in effect. Haven't got enough to affect them yet. 83 at WKDC.
When you're looking for a way to up the ante, try these five simple words. Play your foreign ultra. Try responsibly. 2025 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Prices are falling at Rural King. And
I hear you, Alan. You'll
prices.
Be after
Stock
PNS
up on
Farm
our
Toys.
Big movie special. 12-roll toilet paper or 6-roll paper towels, now at just $3.49. Get 2.5 gallons of diesel exhaust fluid for only $6.99. 50-pound bag of scratch grain feed
$12.99.
And take $10 off tractor hydraulic fluid, 4.8 gallons, now $29.99. Fall for low prices, now through October 1st at Rural King.
Meet Lisa. She's practical, smart, and ready for her first electric vehicle. At Patriot Chevrolet GMC, Lisa drove off in a brand new 2025 Equinox EV. Bill was there too, and he purchased a brand new 2025 Blazer EV. They both were thrilled to snag a $7,500 federal EV tax credit plus $1,250 in conquest cash. Honesty, value, trust. That's the Patriot promise. Offer ends September 30th. See dealership for full details.
Join Trigg County Hospital for Community Appreciation Day, Friday, September 26th from 10 until 1. Enjoy a delicious lunch between 11 and 1, fun giveaways, and a chance to meet the staff and providers of your local hospital. Plus, WKDZ will be broadcasting live from 10 to noon, bringing added excitement to the big event. Mark your calendar and be sure to stop by, show your support, and celebrate with Trigg County Hospital, because together we build a healthier community.
P&S Farm Toys in Hopkinsville is a dream store for those that love tractors. They carry all sizes of tractors up to pedal tractors. They also carry Johnny Lightning and Green Light cars and trucks. They even carry construction and logging equipment, DCP semi-trucks, and GW Knight's miniature barns. P&S Farm Toys is located on Skyline Drive, Hopkinsville, across from Raider Auction Company. Open Saturday from 9 to 4:30. P&S Farm Toys.
Well, Farm Safety Week continues on WKDZ. Of course, Alan Watts on the road. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Tess, very much. We appreciate that. Made her way over to Best Way Ag. Always enjoy visiting with the folks here at Best Way Ag. Good folks to work with. And Mr. Adam Barbie with us this afternoon. Good afternoon, Adam.
How you doing, Alan?
I'm doing wonderful. Always good to be with you guys. What's up with Best Way Ag? What are you guys up to these days?
Well, we're building product for the next year, stocking our dealers up. It's kind of rough this year. Everything's a little slow, but we're keeping busy.
What have you guys been working with? Drones still going pretty good for you?
The drones are still a hot commodity. Kind of hard to get right now, supply issue, but we're getting some parts in and fixing some drones where they wrecked them and It's kind of a slow season for everything right now on our side.
I mean, there are other people that fly drones like me, right?
It is. It's a lot of them. Powerline gets most of them. So.
Yeah, I'd hate to make that phone call, wouldn't you? Yeah, to the owner of the drone or to the company, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, obviously, you work really with building and designing a lot of the things you guys sell here. What have you been working on? What's some of the projects in your closet?
Well, we're thinking about, you know, so many stuff on the drones. It's more towards that. We're trying to come up with some easier ways to fill the drones with.
Yeah, I know you guys have designed some trailers and some stuff to carry the drones in and to really make it easy for farmers to use them and get them ready to go back out in the field.
Yeah, we try to, whatever they need, we try to build, and then we're working on some other ground sprayers as well, some new designs on that.
Of course, you guys are not only here in Hopkinsville, but folks may not know Best Boy Ag, you may see them here in Hopkinsville, but you guys are dealerships all over the country, really.
Seven locations, Danny. Seven locations across the United States.
You're continuing to grow, right? So,
well,
obviously.
It's just a tough economy now to grow in, but it's picking up, and we're looking at new locations. So.
Right. Obviously, so people wanting to be a part of what you guys are doing. So you mentioned the drones. That's an interesting market you guys get into a few years ago. And really part of the drone business is giving farmers an option they may not have had before to spray and do some things on the farm.
Yeah, it's a different tool in their bag. It's not ever going to replace a ground rig, I don't think. But it's stuff you can use it for all different things.
You come up with all kinds of neat, and Dan, I've talked about you before, come up with all kinds of neat designs, different things that are good for farmers and can help farmers out in their field. And really, if a farmer has something and you don't have something exactly like that, you can probably figure out something.
We do some custom stuff. You just come in and ask us, hey, I want to do the job this way. What can you build me? And we'll try to do some custom stuff.
I know in the springtime, you guys are on the road a lot. Are you guys doing many shows this time of year?
Yeah, we've been at, I don't know, several weeks. We've been to three or four shows, Farm Progress and Farm Science and Husker. We got one coming up in Springfield, Missouri here next week. So,
good time to do that, to let farmers see what you got out there and what you can offer them.
Right.
Talk about where your dealerships are. You got, of course, obviously here in Hopkinsville, you're headquartered here, but dealerships pretty much, are you still down in Kansas? I'm out in Kansas, and then
Kansas.
I think Todd's down south, isn't he?
Well, Todd's actually moved back up here now.
Okay, okay.
But we got one in Mississippi, or two in Mississippi, one in Headland, Alabama, okay. Hiawatha, Kansas. That's our biggest ones there. And then here, of course, in Hopkinsville.
Okay. So obviously all over the country looking at expanding more and really just meeting the needs of farmers. And that's really kind of what you guys are built on, meeting the needs of farmers out there.
Yeah, we strive on customer service, try to get you what you need and and build what you want and a good product.
What do you enjoy about working with farmers in the agriculture business, Adam?
I like the new technology. I like learning that and, you know, just designing stuff that's going to fit them well.
The technology is really a great piece of what you guys do. And with the kind of a tough farm economy sometimes like it is this year, farmers want to get the most money or most product for their money and most coverage for their money. And that's where you guys come in.
Yeah, we try to, you know, build a great product that, you know, that's going to last for their money. You know, everything's expensive now, so we won't. And then support it at the end. We don't want to sell you the product and put you out the door. We'll support it.
I know that's really what you guys are built on, like a lot of other companies in the ag business. Customer service is so important for you, isn't it?
It is. It really is, Alan.
That's what you got to have. Well, Adam, always good to see you. Appreciate you, my friend. And I know you probably got something to go do. You're always busy. Busy
always
man.
Something to do. Always something to do.
It's always good to see you. Always good to visit here at Best Way Ag and talk a little bit about their piece in the ag economy and Farm Safety Week as well. And you guys work hard to really what you guys do helps farmers do their job better and safer out there on the farm.
That's it, right.
And that's what it's all about. So.
Yep.
Farm Safety Week, we're here at Best Way Ag. We're on 106.5 WKDZ.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night.